Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ace Parker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Kelly. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Kelly. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic bunts in front of the plate. Brucker fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Moses reaches second base with a double. Walker throws the ball into Peete, who tags Moses trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, throws to second, with Parker covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to second. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-0 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker strikes out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Appling reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the mound. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Walker moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Appling is walked intentionally. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Parker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stratton, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pete strikes out. One out. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive towards short. Parker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Kelly trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Moses moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bonura moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Parker. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney fields the ball and throws to Kelly covering. Safe. Sewell moves to second. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-3 in the game. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelly fields it and throws to third for the out. Pete moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters strikes out. One out. Len Nelson pinch hits for Ace Parker. Len Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warren Houston pinch runs for Len Nelson. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Earl Brucker. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Warren Houston now playing shortstop. Bill Conroy now catching. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houston fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe scores. Appling moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Pete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Appling trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Conroy who tags Appling, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Sewell moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Harry Kelly. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.